Well, Stuart, sum that one up. Does it feel like 2 points dropped in the end?
It feels like a defeat. We totally bossed the game, controlled the game, go 3-1 up. And then suddenly we go chasing for the fourth goal instead of just picking them off. We pass it, we've chance to clear our lines. I think it's a cross into the box. Two guys got a header on the back post. Then they get a man sent off. Again, we keep running with the ball instead of passing the ball. I'm just so gutted that we've thrown 2 points away. When we've bossed it, we knew our game plan was to hit them on the break, counter-attack. And we did that ever so well. I knew that the crowd would turn on them because I was here on Saturday when they played Millwall. I'm just gutted that I feel like I do because I just feel as though we definitely have thrown 2 points away.
And it's another free kick, from their point of view, a good free kick, I suppose, but from yours, a poor one.
Well, last two games, all we're doing is inviting a free shot on our goal. And that's two games running, Leicester. Tired minds, tired bodies, but the reason why we're tired is, like I said, you don't get tired when you keep possession of the ball and when you kept running with the ball and getting caught with it. Suddenly they go down to 10 men. It's managing the game. That maybe just a lack of inexperience in the team. That's probably where you miss the Leuvens and the Gucci's that can organise and just have a calming influence. But I just cannot believe that I'm stood here talking to you and we've only got a point. If you said to me before the game, would I take the point at Forest? No, because I saw them play on Saturday against Millwall and they struggled. So I just think, again, it would have took us to 51 points, which we want to get over that 50-point barrier. Now it just puts a bit of pressure on to beat Blackburn on Saturday.
What have you said to them in there? Because I'm sure they probably think they've blown it as well tonight.
Well, they know they've let the travelling fans down because it would have been a great win, a huge win to come here and win 3-1 or even 3-2. And like I just said to the players, it'll happen again in your career sometimes. You have to realise how to manage the game. We've got the extra man, get the passes in. In the end, we're running on empty because we're running with the ball and getting caught in possession. Whereas if you just keep passing the ball, suddenly you get them running on empty. So, gutted. Very gutted, but we'll regroup and we'll get ready for Saturday.
Because the positives prior to all that were an excellent performance. I mean, you had them on the rack, didn't you? The way you were playing and could have had more than the three you had at the time.
Well, you just knew that if we kept playing and kept moving the ball, if we couldn't get down one side, come out and play and switch the play because we had pace on the side that was causing a problem. But you don't have to chase the goal. It will come. It will come naturally. Suddenly, I just think we just got a little bit excited. 3-1. Everybody wanted to think they could get on the score sheet. Suddenly, we're leaving gaps. Suddenly, they're not tracking back. We couldn't pick out that final pass. Suddenly, they're turning over the possession and they were turning defence into attack. Suddenly, my players were having to run back 60, 70 yards when it should have just kept the shape and just kept playing.
It's almost as if, as well as the sending off for them too, it appeared to galvanise them more than perhaps it did Wednesday and their players.
Well, I just look, I think we might be a bit lucky. I think Jerry was maybe lucky not to get another yellow card. I think the referee just used a bit of common sense. And then I thought Miguel had given a penalty away, but I think he'd given a goal kick. So the crowd were getting a bit agitated. But like I said to Joe there, you had a chance to clear it. You just knew that 50-50 decision was maybe going to go against you. It might have been a foul on Joe, but he had a chance to clear his lines. Suddenly a ball in the box and two guys out jumped. I can't remember if it was Liam Moore or whether it be Lewis Buxton.
Because prior to that, I mean, Buxton particularly had Henderson, who wasn't having his best game, but he was all over the top of him, which I can't imagine happens too often to Darius Henderson.
No, credit to Lewis. I'm gutted because it was a makeshift back four. We've only had a sort of like a day and a half to work together. And they deserved, especially Chris, at this minute, I keep asking questions, why are we giving free kicks away and why they keep scoring? You've got to admire the bit of quality on the ball, but if you keep putting pressure on yourself by giving them away, the opposition will score goals.
When you look at that, though, and you analyse it, and we say sort of two in two games, and I'm sure both of the attacking players will say, what a free kick. But from your point of view, in terms of defending that situation, is there anything you could be doing better?
Well, I just think, again, it was tired minds. We've got an extra man on the pitch. We should have just moved the ball from side to side, got them chasing. Suddenly we're giving the possession away far too easily. And gave the crowd, woke the crowd up. Suddenly they're throwing diagonal balls in and competing for the second ball. So if they keep putting the ball in around the 18-yard box, like I keep saying to my players, you will get a little bit of a break because it will be it was a tired challenge, I think, from Lewis in the end that's given the free kick. But we've still got a big wall that's got to get over. But I'm just so disappointed that we've thrown 2 points away.
So then, pressure's on then for Blackburn to get over that 50-point line.
Well, they've just cocked it up there. We had a chance to go on 51 points. I'd have been stood here talking to you, saying we're on tally to beat our tally of points that we got last season. But we've got five games to go. We just put a little bit more pressure on ourselves. If you'd said to me, you'll score three goals away from home at Nottingham Forest, I'd have said, well, I'll take that and we'll win the game. But I just could not believe that they got back in the game.
So Antonio was brought off presumably because he's had quite a lot to do in the last couple of games and only just come back.
Yeah, he was very tired, very fatigued. And at this moment in time, we're thin on the ground. I decided to put Kaelin on with fresh legs and he ran it and he took hard in either way. And the pleasing thing is as well is that he's got through the football. He'll be fresh, hopefully, for Saturday. He hadn't picked up any niggles. But I'm just stood here talking to you and I'm trying baffled how we've thrown that game away.
Final question then. What's the likelihood that Oshalaja and Hutchins might be around this weekend?
Deji won't be. No, he's got a thigh strain. And hopefully Hutchinson will have got over his illness.